Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel lesson for this morning is coming from Mark chapter 7. It's right where we left off just a few weeks ago before we ventured into John chapter 6 for 6 weeks. And just in case you are like me, and that's been so long ago that it's hard to recall what happened where we left off in Mark, let me give you a little bit of a refresher. Kind of like they do on TV. Previously in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus and the disciples were traveling across the lake when they were caught up in a big storm. While Jesus peacefully rested at the helm of a boat, the disciples were anxious and fearful. Jesus calmed the storm and revealed himself to his disciples with the divine name of God, I am. Revealing that God's name is a verb, that God is always active and present in the world. So here we find ourselves in the very next chapter, and we enter right into an interaction between Jesus and the Pharisees and scribes, who were the religious teachers and leaders of Jesus' day. Now, per usual, the Pharisees and scribes are watching Jesus and his disciples like hawks, trying to find even the teeniest, tiniest of ways that they aren't living up to their standards. At the story for today, at the heart of it, the Pharisees and scribes are trying to undermine Jesus' authority as a teacher of the law. Listen to what they say. Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands? What they're saying is, if you were a credible teacher, if you were doing this right, your disciples would follow the tradition of the elders, but they aren't. Now, before anyone stops washing their hands before they eat and stops washing their dishes because Jesus didn't make his disciples do it, let me explain a little bit further what is happening in this passage. A friend of mine has in her kids' bathroom a sign that says, "Wash your hands and say your prayers because Jesus and germs are everywhere. So keep washing your hands." And just in case you need a hint of how long 20 seconds is, it's the amount of time it takes to say the Lord's Prayer. So say the Lord's Prayer while you wash your hands. But what's happening in the gospel isn't that the disciples didn't wash their hands before eating or didn't wash the utensils that they were using. They did, because that was customary. What they didn't do was additional, more elaborate rituals of washing their hands and the bowls and the pots that the Pharisees were doing. These more elaborate rituals were expected to be done on top of the regular hand washing, and these elaborate rituals had become tradition, and it was what the Pharisees expected. So Jesus firmly and clearly clarifies for the religious leaders and for us what is important to God. And it's not how well we adhere to or follow traditions that other humans have established. What's important to God is the devotion that we have for God in our hearts. Because the truth is, we can easily follow traditions, human traditions, and have a heart that is far from God. The religious leaders of Jesus' day were so often focused on the externals of faithfulness, of what their faith looked like to others, that they neglected over and over again to examine their own hearts. So Jesus makes a very clear distinction for them and for us between outward piety, what we project for others, and the devotion that we have for God in our own hearts. And lest we think that we are Jesus in this story or the disciples in this story, we are the Pharisees. And we need to pause and examine our own hearts. 1 John says, if we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So Jesus calls these religious leaders, the ones who are focused solely on the externals of faithfulness and not the devotion to God in one's heart, Jesus calls these religious leaders hypocrites. Hypocrite is a very loaded word, particularly in the church. And what it boils down to is that hypocrisy is the disconnect between our moral values and standards and how those are lived out or how they're not lived out in our behaviors. The Greek word hypocrite comes from hypokrosis, and it means acting out like in a theatrical play, or pretending to be something you're not, or a life acted out to fool others. It's a role that we take on. So when we say we believe in Jesus, but then our life looks nothing like his, we are pretending we've taken on a role. When we say we are Christians, but there is no evidence of following Jesus in our lives, we have taken on a theatrical role. We are projecting something of who we are out into the world, a persona that we act out to fool others. But there's no fooling God. John 15, Jesus says this in John 15, I am the vine and you are the branch. If you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you will bear nothing. If we say we believe in God and our belief and devotion to God matches what we say, then there will be evidence of that fruit in our lives. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But if we say we are a Christian and we do not have a relationship with God, there is no fruit in us, and we are hypocrites, because what we say or pretend to be outwardly does not match up with our inward devotion to God. We become so much like the Pharisees that we're so focused on what we externally project about our faithfulness that the life of faith we present to others does not match what is actually happening in our own hearts and in our relationship with God. And we deceive ourselves. And so often we get so good at deceiving ourselves that we don't even know we are deceiving ourselves. Listen to this quote. The hypocrisy of religious people not only damages the credibility of the message, but it creates idolaters who are convinced that their pretend piety is not idolatry at all. We convince ourselves sometimes that our pretend piety is not a form of idolatry itself. Do you know the number one reason why people are turned away from the church? It's because of Christians. People who claim to be Christians, but their lives do not look anything like the life of Jesus. People outside of the church, they know that Jesus calls us to love our neighbor. And they know that that means that we are to love the poor and the orphans and the widows and those who are on the margins and those who are the most vulnerable among us. They know that. But they see us coming to church on Sunday and then living the rest of the week like that 1 hour at church didn't affect us at all. They don't want to be a part of a faith where people act out a theatrical role, where they pretend to be Christians. They want to be a part of a faith that is authentic, where people walk the talk and practice what they preach. So I invite you, I encourage you to spend some time today, every day actually, examining your heart. And I mean your heart, and I mean my own heart. Not the hearts of somebody else, because when we hear the word hypocrite, we don't want that to be us. We want that to be somebody else. And so we instantly think of other people and the ways that they are hypocrites, and we don't want to acknowledge the own hypocrisy within us, and we continue to deceive ourselves. So examine your own heart. Sit with the discomfort. Ask God to search your heart and show you the ways where what you say and what you do not match. Ask God to show you the ways where you pretend to be somebody that you're not. Ask God to show you where your relationship with God is disconnected and where you are not bearing fruit. And let God prune that out of you. At the end of the day, this isn't about checking a list of boxes. Did I do all these things just right? It's about our relationship with God. Truly, it's only ourselves that we are deceiving. Jesus clearly sees through the deception in our own hearts. Jesus sees the edited versions of ourselves that we present to others and the world. He knows the deception and the sin in our hearts. He knows what our relationship with him is really like. And he doesn't turn away. And he still loves us. He loves us so much that he continues to show us what true faithfulness is. He shows us how to live without a distinction between our outward piety and our inward devotion to God. He shows us how to live without hypocrisy and how to live with a deeply authentic faith and a deeply authentic relationship with God. Jesus calls us to a life of authentic faith that isn't about clean hands, and it's not about following human traditions, and it's not about projecting a persona out into the world. Jesus calls us to an authentic faith where our hearts are cleansed and shaped by the radical, self-giving love of God. When you come up for to communion today, dip your hands in the baptismal waters. Remember that God forgives you all your sins when you confess and then repent. That in these waters, God names and claims you as God's own. And God created you to be in relationship with God. God doesn't want you to pretend to have a relationship with God. God wants to be deeply intimate with you. Beloved, let us draw near to God because God has already drawn near to us. Let us allow God to examine our hearts, and let us allow God to transform our hearts so that we can live with a deeply authentic faith and relationship with God. May it be so. Amen.